Hello, 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 you guys. I am so, so excited to come at you today with the very, very first podcast for the On a Roll show. So if you guys don't know me, I am super excited to be here. I've been on a weight loss journey for about 18 months. Not only have I lost 70 pounds, but I've also gained so much more. My mindset's better. My relationship is better with food. My relationship with general, with people and my daughter and friends and the amazing community that I am involved with, like those I've gained so much more with. So I would love to share some of my points of view, some of my like mindset tricks, some of that stuff in this podcast. So I'm super excited to talk to you guys about kind of my story and kind of how I got involved in this and how to just get started, because we all know that we all have to start somewhere, right? So why not start today? Why not put that first step forward? Why not? Like we always say, well, I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do that. But here's the thing is, yes, you can. Choose to do something instead of complaining about something, why you can't do it. Change one thing. So we're going to kind of talk about that. So June of 2017, I had a friend approach me and she just needed a change. She needed a way to look forward to life. We both had girls the same age. She just had her second child and like a year prior. And the thing was that she knew I was unhappy, but I didn't even realize it. It was unfathomable to me to realize that I wasn't as happy as I thought I was. Does that make sense? So when she got this stuff in her possession, she's like, hey, I just want to share this with you. Here's the link. Here's kind of what you do. Here's all the steps. Never once did she push me to say, hey, I need you to do this with me. I need you to go join right now. This will change your life. Nothing like that. It wasn't a sales pitch whatsoever. In reality, it was a friend reaching out to a friend who knew she wasn't happy. And that was me, you guys. So when I think back to how this all progressed, like, okay, so I ordered the product. I started eating a little bit differently. Right then and there, like it took me a few months to realize what this friend actually did for me. So when I continued on, like June, July, August, I was with this company. I signed up with it. I believed in the product at that time. And then I went on a vacation and I really wasn't feeling it. It was a lot of steps. It was a lot of, you know, like bad communication in between everything. And then it stopped working. So then I'm like, oh crap, what am I going to do? So then come that October, I found this amazing product. I found the ketogenic lifestyle. I found this tribe and this community that I absolutely love. So in the past, I would have like kind of done my research. I would have, you know, like sat around and hem-hawed around about it. But I am glad that I made the first step into changing my life. And this was October of 2018. No, October 2017. I'm sorry about that. So, and it's been an amazing ride. I can't even tell you how excited and how motivated I am about this lifestyle in general. I'm not saying that you have to change to keto or low carb or anything like that, but the energy, the focus, everything is amazing. So when I come into my journey about this, I put everything into it. I'm like, if I'm not going to do this all in, I'm going to fail, right? We always have that mentality. Well, come a few months later, I had changed into eating high fat, low carb, moderate protein, which was amazing. My family has adapted to it as well. But I did not realize, you guys, how much my mindset was going to change about myself. And this is where it first came in, probably about 3 months later when I went to our first company event. And tell you that I wasn't going to jump into another company or another direct sale company or a network marketing company, but I am 100% glad I did. Not only because this company not only teaches you mindset and to grow better as a person, it's so much more than that. So when I went to this company event, I lost one of the biggest influencers in my life. My grandfather was one of the biggest people in my life. Like, I held him at a different standard. I looked up to him. He was like a father figure in my life. And when I was at this company event, I lost him. Shoot back a little bit is that I was at home with him for the last 2 months prior to that happening because he was on hospice when that was his wishes. His wishes were to pass away at home, to be surrounded by family and friends. And when I had left to go to this company event, it was really hard on me because I didn't want to be gone. Well, they all said, well, I think we're fine. I think we're stable enough. And when I got that call, when I was at the event that he had passed away, I could have either chosen to completely shut down, completely pull away, completely go back into my old ways. But I was surrounded by a community who loved me, who supported me, who had me no matter what. And the part of that is that we can always choose to run and hide and run and go back into old ways when something messes up or when something changes in our life that's bad. We can always go and run and go on social media and say, screw this. I don't want to do this anymore. This life's against me. Life is choosing to beat me down. Or you guys can rise up and be the person that you know you are inside, regardless of what happens. So I chose to rise up. I chose to be happy. That night, we had a huge like award ceremony, and a huge part of our life changed at that very moment. I was listening to stories from individuals on stage that one of them had recently lost their father. And it kind of really hit home for me because this is what just literally happened that morning. And the fact that he has changed his life and changed other people's lives by seeing and passing on this journey, like, that was even amazing. So that's what clicked for me. I talked to him personally. That made me invest even more in myself. And jump forward a little bit more is that I kept going to our company events. I kept developing my mindset towards things. I kept breaking through those limiting beliefs that I can't even believe. Like, I can't even envision that this is who I was in the past is who I am today. And if that makes sense, definitely click the like button, subscribe to this channel, because you guys, like, this is my passion. This is my motivation for getting up every day, is to share our story, to share your story, to share things in our lives that cut us down, break us down. But the fact that we come up above and beyond is remarkable. So I'm sitting here kind of looking outside as it's snowing, you know, and I was like, we're going to start this today. This has been something that's been on my mind for a long time. And our minds play ridiculous tricks on us. So if we ever are able to get in a pattern of, hey, I need to flip the switch, I need to get out of this bad mentality, I need to get on with moving forward. So this is one thing. What I want you to do is, if you're ever in that moment of doubt or disbelief or anything like that, flip the switch. What are you grateful for today? Are you grateful that you have your kids by your side? Are you grateful that you're in communication with your children? Are you grateful that you got out of bed today? What are you grateful for? Because that is the thing that is going to make every day worth getting up. Why are you fighting this fight? Who are you playing for? I will tell you flat out, I'm playing for myself and my family, my daughter, being able to actually quit my full-time job and be at home with her is amazing. I can't tell you how amazing that is. And I didn't even realize it until just recently because, yeah, we're fighting through doing potty training and doing all those things that I wasn't able to have growing up. And that's what I'm playing for. So just to keep this short, my goal is to keep these just simple and short and sweet. And the fact that you guys are tuning in to listening to me for the first time, like, I am so, so excited and so appreciative of every single one of you. So stay tuned. Put a comment below. Like this, love this, share this out. I love you. I appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you guys soon.